Our text for this morning is Luke chapter 2, verses 15 and 18, and verse 20. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told them. Means, motive, opportunity. I'm not a police detective or a lawyer, but I have watched a lot of police procedural shows on TV, and I've read a fair share of detective fiction. And in these fictional representations of crime, it is usually emphasized that to charge and convict someone, you need to prove means, motive, and opportunity. This morning, I would like us to consider the means, motive, and opportunity in regard to our spreading of the gospel message of salvation. What can we learn from the account of the shepherds being moved by the angel's message to seek and find the Christ child and to share the amazing news of the birth of the Savior of the world? We'll see that, like the shepherds, God has abundantly blessed us with the means, motive, and opportunities to have the privilege of joyously sharing with others that because Christ was born and suffered and died for us, we are promised eternal life in heaven. Means. Because we know our sinful selves and our weaknesses all too well, one reaction to the idea of spreading God's word may be, "I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not well-spoken enough. I'm not engaging enough to share my faith with others. What if they point out my sins and my weaknesses? What if they ask me something I don't know? What if I get something wrong?" When we are plagued with these thoughts, let's look at what God did with the greatest news ever. He did not send his angels down to the powerful and elite, the highly educated and sophisticated citizens from an important urban center. No, instead, the angels appeared to lowly shepherds in the countryside. Yet God privileged these shepherds by sending an angelic host to announce the birth of his own son, the promised Savior of the world. This account emphasizes a point that we find throughout Scripture concerning God's word. It is not the messenger that is important, but the message itself. We don't have to worry about our strengths and our weaknesses. We just need to depend on the word. Indeed, as Jesus tells his disciples when he sends them out, "But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you." The people who heard the shepherds' news marveled at those things which were told them, not because of the shepherds' eloquence, but because of the miracle they had described. And the shepherds didn't pat themselves on the back afterwards for being such great communicators. Instead, they returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard. What a comfort that the means of spreading the word are already provided us to by our God. Motive. Have you ever been so excited about a secret that you have that you can't wait to share? News of an engagement or a birth or a new job or even who's dating whom? When you have news like that, you don't have to motivate yourself to tell others. We can see that the shepherds are motivated by the Holy Spirit working through the Word of God. As Pastor Tiefel mentioned in his sermon Wednesday night, they were filled with this joy, and this joy spills over into enthusiasm to share that joy with others. The shepherds hurried to worship their Savior. Similarly, when we hurry to immerse ourselves in God's Word and partake of the Lord's Supper, the Holy Spirit fills us with the joy of salvation. Personal Bible study, devotions, chapel, religion classes, and worship services all help renew our joy that we have the promise of eternal life, a joy that we are privileged to bring to others. Opportunity. What opportunities do we have to share God's Word? How eager and willing are we to take advantage of these opportunities? I'm sure that the shepherds were just anticipating another routine day at the office. Notice their reaction, though, once they're told about Jesus' birth. They don't wait till they're done working. They don't wait till the next morning. Instead, they said, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they didn't take the time getting there, but came with haste. Though they had not planned on having an opportunity to share the gospel, once they knew the good news, they immediately hurried off. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. They don't keep this great news to themselves, but share it widely. Now you may say to yourself, if a host of angels came down to me and told me that the Christ child was nearby, I would be excited too, and I would share that news. But the angels did tell us. The angel says that the good tidings of great joy will be to all people, and that includes us. We have the miracle of the Bible, God's very word preserved for us, which shows again and again the promise of the coming of Christ and its fulfillment. May the Holy Spirit lead us, like the shepherds, to recognize the wonderful gift we have in God's Word, the very Word that will open our eyes to the surprising, even miraculous, opportunities we have to share the gospel message of salvation with friends, family, acquaintances, and even strangers. As we close our semester tonight with our choir concert, let us be thankful of the privilege that we have as we think of the means, the motive, and the opportunity we have to share God's word to those in attendance and those viewing online tonight. But God's providing the means, motive, and opportunity to share the gospel message does not end there. May he continue to bless us and strengthen our faith so that we, like the shepherds, are overcome with joy and are bursting to tell everyone that our Savior has been born, and we have been redeemed from our sins and promised eternal life. We'll close with hymn 85, verses 14 and 15. 85, verses 14 and 15.